Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that is what I just said. You get engaged. I don't mean to her, just get engaged. I want you to make sure that you got the information you need. Because look, without that information, you're really not going to be able to do much of anything, right? Yeah, sorry about that. So the only way to get, again, the only way to get engaged is to inform, to inform, listen to me, to get informed. You know, otherwise, seriously, people, you sound like them. Do we ever want to sound like them? Yeah, I know, I hit the ground running, sorry. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head up to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot happening on the website. Also, look at, I've been telling you this for a while now, and I keep saying it because, well, you know why I keep saying it. It's real simple. I need you to engage. So head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to help plenty of us out, many of us out, actually, when it comes to the, social justice, the social media websites are not allowing us to sell our product to do what we need to do. So Mike has decided, hey, let me help these people. Yeah, these people, usins. And so if you go to MyPillow.com, slippers, sheets, pillowcases, pillows, all kinds of things going on up there. That even doggy beds. I didn't know he had doggy beds. Did you guys know he had? No, I didn't know he had doggy beds. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You get 50 to 60% off. Some items are 2 for 1. He calls them BOGO, right? Buy one, get one. And that's great. Saves you money. Keeps people working. Puts money in his pocket. He's paying... Or he is behind donating to source things that you and I agree with. So please, support him. Well, support me supporting him. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe on the way out. You save a boatload of bucks. You'd be very, very, very happy. Hey, the Biden administration today, they announced, well, they actually didn't, like, they didn't do it with fanfare. They kind of did one of these, you know. We're going to finish the wall, okay? Seriously, they're closing up a few holes in the wall. That's what they're doing, right? And it's just amazing. Remember that Biden, all through the his re-election, well, his election bid, He wasn't gonna finish that racist, bigoted, xenophobic wall. Remember that? Terrible. Terrible what Trump was doing to those people. And now, all of a sudden, he's decided to, well, fill the holes in the wall. Right? The open segments that were never quite finished. Give me a break. You know what's happening. Is Abbott and DeSantis are sending busloads of people into D.C. and New York and other places. And Joe's getting hammered by these people. And there's nothing he can do about it, really. How hypocritical is it when you're taking people over the border, putting them on planes, dropping them off in the inner part of the country, and you're going to complain about them being dropped off in D.C.? Really? That's rich and fun at the same time. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Thursday that he had approved construction to close several gaps in the border wall, the Yuma sector. They become highly trafficked spots for border crossers. Mayorkas said the gaps were safety risks for migrants, not for Americans. The safety risk for migrants due to proximity to the Morelos Dam. Excuse. Just a total excuse. Kelly Fremont has been advocating for approval to close those gaps, celebrating the announcement in a statement Thursday. He took credit for finally being able to secure a commitment from the administration to get this done, according to his office. The actual construction could be months away, however, Kelly told a local news source. The actual construction, months away. You mean like the election? Right? Hey, I'm just asking. Interestingly enough, you know, they want it months away. And that means that they're making it look good for the election, apparently, making it look good for the election. I love it. I think it's hilarious. He said he expects that the first contract to be finalized in September, with construction schedule still being finalized. And the DHS announced that the prior to construction, DHS will engage in standard environmental planning and conduct stakeholder outreach and consultation. Right. So they're going to close little gaps in the wall, and they are little. They're not large sections. But they're going to go asking for how the community feels about it. Right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 24 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You got me for the whole 3 hours of the show. That's right. You got to listen to me complain for 3 hours. Anyway, all right. We were talking about the pieces of wall, the wall openings that Mayorkas says that he's going to fit. You know, I mean, he wants to make sure. Now, listen, he didn't say Because he would be admitting defeat. He didn't say he had to fill those walls to protect Americans, to protect the U.S., to protect us from invasion. No. It doesn't say any of that. What he says is he's got to fill those holes. He's got to close them up because they're a danger to the immigrants. Let that sink in. Doesn't care about you. Doesn't care about the damage being done to the economy. Doesn't care about the damage being done to the homes and the families right along the border there. No. He only cares about the immigrants and how dangerous it is towards them. Now, the timing of this announcement, as I said, is what? 3 months before Kelly chases a challenging re-election in Arizona with GOP as... Yeah, they're going to pick up a seat in the Senate there. Now, Judd told Fox News that he would be surprised if the decision was politically motivated. He called the announcement nothing more than smoke and mirrors. I'm sorry, wasn't politically motivated. The administration knows that the border security is one of the biggest issues in Arizona. So an announcement like this, especially at this time, makes sense to try to help one of their own. But again... Contracts won't start for a few months. Contracts. Not the working of the land, not the putting up of the fence, but the contracts. Right? Come on, people. Think it through. Listen to the words. Listen to what they're saying. They're not stupid. They know that border security is a big deal. Illegal immigration is a big deal to a lot of voters across the country. But if people will do the proper research, they're going to find out that filling the gaps with the current situation in that area doesn't help improve border security. Not just filling those areas, you got to do more. Right? DHS did not respond to Fox News' digital request for comment. They want to know if any segment of the border wall are slated for completion before the election. Remember, because Biden made it clear during the presidential campaign that not another foot of wall was going to be built. Not a foot. The White House wouldn't respond to any request for comment. But the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, told the news sources, NP Nadeau Friday, that the Biden administration was not finishing up a wall. We are cleaning up the mess the prior administration made. So, what does that mean? cleaning up the mess that you mean. So the whole of the mess was that the prior administration didn't finish the wall. They didn't have enough time to finish the wall because the Democrats fought him all the way through on the wall. Let's just be honest about it. Again, they're lying, covering up and lying to try to have something, anything make sense. Spokesperson for Kelly's campaign told Fox News that the Senator Kelly's work is not governed by political statements. And instead is entirely informed by representing the interests of Arizona. And this is how you know this is a lie. Right? Total lie. All of a sudden when he sees his numbers tanking, now he's calling to close the gaps. Right? I mean, he has been silent on this issue. Since halfway through 2019, not a word from him. And all of a sudden, his numbers are taking a nosedive. And he's like, hey, you know what? We probably should finish off that wall. What do you think? We got all that steel sitting around that the American taxpayers already paid for. It's rotting away. I mean, literally rotting away. Rusting away, I should say. One spokesman pointed out that the mayor of Yuma had praised Kelly for the border wall action and reiterated that the years of effort to address concerns of border community, Senator Kelly also knows that more needs to be done to make the southern border secure. He thinks that this is a humane decision by Senator Kelly. Kelly now wants to, all of a sudden, again, you got to look at the timing of all of this. And, you know, I bet my week's pay that if his numbers weren't tanking, if they weren't going down like a lead balloon none of this would be talked about. Right? He's also now wanting to secure $1 billion of resources for the Border Patrol. Did you hear me? Another Democrat who now all of a sudden doesn't want to defund the Border Patrol. He wants... I can't stand it. Now, just last week, the NRC, they used the unfinished Schumer border wall sections to attack Kelly in a press release. Right? The border wall, he said, was one of many betrayals from the first-term senator. Now, Kelly doesn't care about the border. He has rubber-stamped Biden's open border agenda every step of the way. Right. He hasn't spoken out against one move that Joey B. made until he saw his numbers in the hole. Right? I mean, come on, think it through. Again, use your God-given ability to think. While walls are helpful tools in apprehending individuals and seizing contraband, walls do not address asylum, which is the current problem in that specific area of Yuma. And the cartels, you know, they use asylum seekers all the time. So it's great that he wants to fill the gaps. I mean that sincerely. I don't think he wants to do it for any pretty good reason, but it's great that they're going to fill the gaps. They're going to complete those holes. Right? I mean, really, that simple. But seriously, what took so long? And I know some of you are going, oh, stop complaining. At least he's doing it. Yeah, but you know what? He's doing it for all the wrong reasons. That's what's wrong. So, again, yeah, happy the wall's being completed. Right? You can, you know, it just needs to be done. Just needs to be done. That's simple. 855 Road Show. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. I have just got a plethora of stories to work with tonight. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats have passed a bill in the House banning what they're calling military assault-style weapons. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler calls assault weapons a weapon of choice in deadly mass shootings. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes Democrats are coming for your guns.
They don't care about that fundamental liberty law-abiding citizens in this country enjoy. And they're coming for your firearms.
The bill faces long odds in a 50-50 Senate. Federal health officials are stockpiling over 170 million doses of new COVID vaccines that target the Omicron variant. That's about two-thirds Pfizer and the rest Moderna, just in time for a fall booster campaign. The new vaccines do still have to be authorized by the FDA and cleared by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
So, again, get involved. Do the right thing. You want your community great. You want the things to be, the things going on around you to be the right things. The White House is downplaying its decision to fill in the border wall gaps. Now, I told you earlier, they're claiming that they're simply cleaning up the problem from the previous administration. Now, the White House on Friday was downplaying it. You know, they're getting a lot of heat for it. Press Secretary, what's her name? Karine Jean-Pierre. Or is it John? Eh, whatever. She was asked about the move by the some local news sources. And she says, they're just finishing the wall. You know, filling in the gaps that the previous administration couldn't do. Well, yeah, they couldn't do it because the Democratic Congress, or the Democrats in Congress, wouldn't give him the money he needed to finish it. Did nothing but get in his way the whole time. Right? She said, we're trying to save lives. The border wall is ineffective use of taxpayer dollars. Really, then why are you doing it? If it's an ineffective use of the dollars, then why are you wasting more money? I don't understand. Do they do that? Again, they're not self-aware in any way, shape, manner, or form. Is she hearing what she's saying? She's hearing it, but it's not registering. Right? Department of Homeland Security announced earlier this week that it was prioritizing the completion of the wall near the Morales Dam in Arizona. The decision was made, according to the administration, as I told you earlier, to protect illegal immigrants. Not Americans. No, we're just going to protect the illegals from getting hurt. DHS officials, you know, the best way to do that is to keep them from crossing to begin with. right? Get with the Mexican government, work something out, keep them from crossing to begin with. DHS officials, not that the area in question is third busiest illegal crossing. In fact, first 6 months of the year alone, Border Patrol agents have stopped migrants more than 160,000 times. More than pretty much the whole last year of President Trump's presidency. Isn't that great? This area presents safety and life hazard risk for migrants attempting to cross. Illegal migrants attempting to cross into the United States where there's a risk of drowning. This area also poses a life and safety risk to the first responders and agents responding to the incidents in that area. And I don't know why there's gaping holes in the wall. If somebody knew, I'd love to know. Right? I mean, there's massive holes. Now, I don't know if they just didn't close them up because they were still doing some construction work and it was easier to move in and out of those areas. I don't know. News of the decision to fill gaps in the border wall was met with derision by the Republican lawmakers. After Hispanic support for President Biden craters to 26%, he suddenly wants to finish the border wall. That's hilarious. Critics noted that Biden campaigned strongly against stopping the wall's construction. It was mean. It was bad. It was nasty. Right? It was xenophobic. It was homophobic. It was all kinds of things. I mean, it was every phobic known to mankind. It was great. And again, I just find all of this amazing. That you're not seeing it. Some of you aren't seeing it. I would believe that most of my listeners are. You guys aren't stupid people. You're listening to me. I mean, what the hey? but seriously. The UK, that big rugby people, obviously, right? They've now blocked or banned transgender players from women's games. You're starting to see a movement in this direction. What's funny is you're having the same issue here with the transgender movement that you're having with the masks across the country. And even the inoculations, if you would, the shots. Now, you're getting more and more information. Now the data is starting to pile up. You're getting more and more information that the shots aren't doing what they were supposed to do. I'm sorry, not in any way. I'm not buying any part of it anymore. Now they're saying if you had the shot, CDC says this. If you had the shot, you had the boosters, your recovery time, if you get it, is longer. So why get it? Somebody who doesn't have the shots, doesn't have the boosters, gets it, the recovery time is pretty quick. Why? Because that system that God, or if you don't believe in God, that Mother Nature, your immune system, put in place to fight these things, has to be introduced to them. You can't protect it from everything. Once it knows what and how to fight something, it can take it on. So I don't know why they kick science to the curb. And now, thank God, I told you eventually it would start to crack. And what it was now you're getting scientists and doctors from places like UCLA, the CDC, Johns Hopkins University, getting these scientists and doctors from across the globe now opening their mouths and saying, stop. This is too much. This is not working. Especially when it comes to kids. Stop inoculating the kids. The chances of these kids getting this is 1,000,000,000% to 1. And if they do, their immune systems are such where they beat this thing down. So now we're getting into the transgender situation. Now you're hearing more and more of these young kids that were convinced and now turning around and saying, I didn't want this to begin with. I knew this wasn't right. Right? The young lady that was, and it's mostly young women that are being talked into being males. Now they're finding out that they can't get pregnant. Or they probably won't be able to get pregnant. Even if they go back. Right? I mean, what did they do? What did they do in the operations? Did they remove? I don't know. I don't want to know. If you know, I don't want to know. Did they remove the uterus? Did they remove all the feminine kind of things? I mean, seriously, how can that make sense? And now you've got some of the doctors, these ideological doctors, not doctors, not doctors who believe in medicine and scientists, but the ones who believe in party first, the ones who believe in their ideology first. When a doctor looks you in the face, as I saw tonight on TikTok, and says the ones that should be arrested are the parents that won't listen to their 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that want to be girls who are boys and vice versa. No, the one that should be put in jail is the doctor that actually gives the hormone blockers and injects these young kids. Those are the ones that should be in trouble. No 6-year-old, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old can make those kind of decisions. No more than a 12-year-old can make a decision about their medical situation. California doesn't care about your kids. They don't care about you. They care about their ideology. They care about what they believe to be truth. Transgender players have been blocked from competing in the women's union and league rugby in England. This is happening more and more in more countries. They can't all be wrong, right? The Rugby Football Union, Rugby Football League, they amended its regulations to permit only players assigned as female at birth to compete in women's matches. Good. God bless them. Mother Nature bless them. Whatever. It's not fair to the young women that have been beating their brains out since they were knee-high to a bullfrog to get into their sport, whether it's softball, baseball, even football, hockey, any of those, volleyball, whatever it is, rugby. It is not fair to them. We talk about science. Talk about bone structure. Talk about body structure, bone density. It's not right. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. We always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, for that matter. You know, and I really do appreciate the time that you're involved, you're engaged, you're paying attention. You know, for the next 2 hours, we're just going to hit all of the craziest stories coming down. And if it doesn't make you mad, then I don't know. Maybe your brain's not engaged. I have no idea. Really, for me, it's that simple. So, again, with the assault weapons. So the House of Representatives has passed the assault weapons ban. Now it heads over to the Senate, where it's going to fail. Now, I'll tell you why it's going to fail. But first, let's keep talking about how, when it comes to the assault weapons, when it comes to guns, these Democrats that are in, you know, some of the states, some of the areas where people are very pro-Second Amendment, What are they going to do? Vote against it? This is where the left kind of forgets something here. We're a representative government. We're not a feel-good government. I say on my board, a lot of you know I'm on a school board, and I'm saying the same thing to my board members. It's like, it doesn't matter what we think. We got elected to carry the will of the people. We got elected to make sure that we were representing the people that elected us. Right? So, and it's like I tell the people that I represent, if you don't show up, then I've got to assume you don't care. If you don't inundate my email box to tell me that you want something a certain way, then I have to figure you don't care. And there are times where, yeah, I do vote against what the general populace wants. Yeah, I gotta admit to it because it's truth. And the only time I do that is if I really have searched myself and decided that they didn't have enough information to know how the decision should be made. Really that simple. 855 or Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So they don't have the information. And, you know, they can get it, but it's a lot of work to get it. So the House of Representatives voted to pass the assault weapons ban Friday with legislators narrowing approving the bill, 217 to 213. Right? Think about that. Very close. The legislation will now head over to the Senate. It won't be able to break the filibuster there. Two Republicans, Representative Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, Chris Jacobs, they broke with the party vote to vote yes on the bill. Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, solid, pro Second Amendment people. Right? Five Democrats, Representative Harry Quill out of Texas, Jared Golden out of Maine, Vincent Gonzalez out of Texas, Kurt Schrader out of Oregon, and Ron Kind out of Wisconsin. Okay? They broke with their party to vote no on the bill. Now, Biden said the majority of Americans agree with the assault weapons ban and called on the Senate to pass it. It's not true. I mean, first of all, most Americans don't even know what an assault weapon is or is not. Can we just be honest about it? Because you guys have so, the left has so convoluted this word. They've used it to scare the crud out of people. Right? But they've abused the word to no end. Now, the assault rifle. Think about that. The majority of American people agree with the common sense action. Should the Senate move quickly to get this bill to my desk? I will not stop fighting until it does. There could be no greater responsibility than to do all we can do to ensure the safety of our families and our children, our homes, and our communities. Right. So the best way to ensure, let me see if I get this right, because I'm not the smartest guy in the room here. So the best way to ensure safety is to open the borders, let people in the neighborhoods that we don't know are there, not prosecute criminals. Hey, it's happening all over the place. Not making it up. Go check it out on your own. Not prosecute these criminals for violent crimes, beating up cops and everything, and taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. That is the best way to keep us safe. Is that kind of where you're going with that? The majority of Americans agree. No, they don't. And the bottom line with it is, he's got to make a better case for any of this stuff if he wants to. And they keep talking about these automatic rifles. Where are these automatic rifles they're talking about? No, really, seriously. They don't exist. We don't have automatic rifles in this country. But and that's the other thing, too. Right, I mean, they're illegal. Now, we can argue constitutionally whether that's okay or not, but that's not what this is about right now. Now, according to the bill summary, the assault weapons ban of 2022 would make it illegal to knowingly import, sell, manufacture, transfer, or possess a semi-automatic assault weapon. Now, listen. What is a semi-automatic assault weapon? Is my 9mm, my whatever millimeter gun that has that semi-automatic, is that an assault weapon? Will it be? Could it be? No, really. I mean, we're going to have to go back to six shooters only? The ban on semi-automatic weapon comes after these mass shootings, both in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo. Now, you know, God, I don't even know where to go with this. I'm going to be nice about it. I'm going to stop. Now, 19 children and 2 adults were killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. If the police had moved in, I'm sorry. I am 99% of the time I'm on the side of the police officers. But after seeing those videos, there's a problem here. Why didn't they go in? Right? 10 people were killed in the shooting at the Topps grocery store in Buffalo, New York. And a crime that officials say was described as racially motivated. Now, we've seen, you know, you've heard, you've read, you've seen stories about people that have used, you know, machetes to kill other people in densely populated places like supermarkets and department stores and what have you. Pelosi went on to say, our nation has watched an unspeakable horror as assault weapons have been used in massacre after massacre in communities across the country. Who put water in my pocket? And disturbingly, so many of these mass shootings have targeted our precious children. Right? At the movies, in our schools, at the malls, throughout our communities. This is why I am in strong support of reinstating the assault weapons ban. Long overdue step to get done. Look, they've had control of this forever. If they want to do it, they could have done it years ago. They could have done it plenty of times. If it was that important, that bad, that something that they had to, wanted to, had to do, they would have got it done a long time ago. They're trying to make this. Ooh. In the chat room, to get me all excited. Winchester 30-30, one of my favorite rifles. Yeah, I mean, that's rapid fire. You think they would consider that a semi-automatic? Right? You don't have to load each bullet. I mean, you do by the press, by the movement of the lever, but that's it. Anyway. See that? You got me chasing stuff over here. Anyway. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, when we come back in the next hour, there's so much that we need to get to, right? I mean, we're just talking about why people need to be able to protect themselves with the weapons they can get their hands on. In Ohio, a grand jury indicted 3 suspects on lesser charges in a teen's June beating that they beat her and beat her to death. It's disgusting. And they get lesser charges. Why lesser charges? Go for the full charges. I don't care that they're teen, teenagers and, you know, 19, 20, 21. If they want to go at it later on, if they want to try to get their sentences reduced, they want to go back in front of a judge, so be it. But don't start there. This was disgusting what these people did. And to show you the left is really out of touch with reality and hates your kids, we come back and we talk about how the radicals are suing to keep pornography in Florida school libraries. That's always been an argument of mine, too. I don't know if you know this, but the librarians in many places, many states, have fought to have no restrictions on the computers in the libraries. It's ridiculous. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, remember, get involved, get engaged, get informed, listen to me, and I'll be back just after the hour, just after the top of the hour. You'll listen to the Joe Messina Show.